in the United Kingdom now, there's a whole range of things you're not allowed to talk about, not just on YouTube, just generally. And, you know, George, you know, there's a great hat in America, MOFA, Make All War Fiction Again. And that's what we'd like to do, because unfortunately we see some of his, what I would describe as prophecies coming true, and they have to be seen as a warning.
One of those prophecies, you know, one of the most famous phrases, and Orwell created so many neologisms and ideas that entered into our discourse and images, and as you say, prophecies. It's something I've discussed a few times now. The famous, if you want an image of humanity's future, envisage a boot stamping on a human face forever. Lately, I've started to contrast that with the idea of man made in God's image. And when you are stamping on a human face, you are stamping on the hallmark of God's presence in us. I had a good conversation, John, with Tucker Carlson, in which he said that Orwell was familiar enough with Soviet communism to make clear that that was what he was talking about, if it was his intention to critique that. And Tucker offered the idea that Orwell could have been offering us, in those sort of dystopic prophetic books, the idea that social democracy has a tendency towards totalitarianism. Although the reason I asked whether or not Orwell was an atheist at the beginning was it seems that part of globalism is an attempt to annihilate God and then lay claim to the abilities that that God is typically endowed with, even if you're offering a sort of a rational appraisal of God rather than a faith-based communion with God. I wonder what you think about that idea, that sort of Orwell is not just talking about Soviet communism and what it became. He's talking about how social democracies might incline towards totalitarianism. And given what we've experienced in the last sort of, you know, 5-10 years, certainly in the sort of pandemic and post-pandemic era, it seems that totalitarianism was, you know, and is in our country, being brought about not by 20th century style charismatic strongmen, as the critiques of Trump suggested, but in fact by a kind of technocratic, Orwell-esque, Orwellian, Huxley-esque, sort of Kafka-esque kind of, you know, managed tyranny, where we're sort of all doped up on soma, baffled, uncertain about what's real and what to believe in and what to say, a kind of a state of bewilderment. And I wonder what you think of the significance is of Orwell's writing with regard to social democracy rather than just sort of state communism, and the sort of poignance and significance of the boot stamping on the human face, and whether or not you consider that to be a sort of an image of desacralization and the profaning of our relationship with God. That's my question.
Yeah, I think there's a few answers to that. Whenever you want to deliberately destroy humans and to mutilate humans, that is a problem related to evil, because humans are made in God's image. So I worked in Khmer refugee camps in the early 80s, and all the people there had been through the killing fields. You know, they'd all seen relatives beaten to death in front of them. By definition, they hadn't escaped. They'd come over land into the Thai Khmer border. And some of the atrocities, I'm not going to go through them now, they're too appalling, but I've talked to missionaries who worked there and read missionaries who worked there, who knew the Cambodians in great detail. And some of these atrocities, these mutilations, they said can only be explained in terms of the demonic. So whenever you deliberately destroy humans, that is attempting to destroy the image of God in humans, whether that is crushing people physically, physically disabling them, physically killing them, physically mutilating them, whether it's abuse of people even after death, whether it's a psychological crushing, to me, that's got a spiritual component, because you are attacking God's workmanship. In terms of Orwell, of course, he was initially writing because of his grave disillusion with the way that things had worked out in the Soviet era. Stalin, of course, was the pig, the leader of the pigs. You know, that's very thinly disguised. But I think it's more than that. Yes, he was disillusioned, outraged, just totally peed off with the fact that he'd been misled in earlier life, believing that this was a possible utopian solution. You know, he'd had various theses, antithesis, and synthesis, and communism was this advanced synthesis that was somehow where humans went to be. And he was so disillusioned with that, so disillusioned with their humanist ideas, that he wrote his books to protest against that and to point out how bad it was. But I think it's more than that. I think he realized that this was a tendency, you might say a weakness, predisposition in human hierarchical power, that power is inevitably going to be abused. I think he was warning about something. Yes, he was having a whinge, if you like, about the Soviet era, but he realized that this is an intrinsic risk in humanity. And hey, people, look out for this. You know, George Orwell, when he wrote 1984, in 1948, he died in 1952 from tuberculosis. He went to a Scottish island, he shut himself away, and he just sat there and wrote this book. It's something he felt he needed to do before he died. And look how right he has been. It was a warning. He saw the risks of power. He saw the risks of control. Now, I am concerned about a future dystopia. I really am concerned about this. So, for example, we saw that a dystopia existed for the slave class for 1,000 years in the Roman Empire. Okay, they did some clever things as well, but for a lot of the people, that was a dystopian situation. We've seen a dystopian situation, a vile, idolatrous dystopian situation now in North Korea for several generations, since the Korean War, what's going on for 75 years now. So these things can be perpetuated. So there is a real risk that the Western world could sink into a multi-generation dystopian situation with control over food, with control over information, with elites in power. I mean, we have seen it in Russia recently. You know, I mean, Putin, we could spend all day arguing about him, but he's retained control. You know, he rewrote the constitution so that he could retain control for longer periods of time. It is possible that strong men get in positions of power, that becomes a dynasty, and a dystopia can be passed on potentially for centuries. And that really concerns me. And when I see control over information, when I see people trying to control healthcare, when I see people trying to control food supply, you control these things, you control the population. And some people, ordinary blokes like you and me, can't understand this, but some people are motivated by power. They want power over other people. Personally, the idea appalls me. I have no interest in control over other people at all, but you know, I'm sure you haven't, but we're ordinary blokes. Some people do want that. So some people actually treat humanity with indifference. So the psychopathic group will treat humanity like pieces on a chessboard. So you're as much use to me as your utilitarian output is. You know, you're to be used, you're to be not used, you're to be disposed of. Actually, I couldn't care less whether you live or die as long as you're useful. But you get some people that are actually anti-humanity. You know, they are actually evil and seek the destruction of human beings. And I think Orwell was warning us about that. And when you can combine that with warnings from scripture as well, we do see that times, dark times, are going to be ahead. But we also know that God will cut those days short, and God will put limits on the amount of evil that can be perpetrated on the people that he loves that are made in his image.